Queensland's last remaining Aboriginal police tracker is retiring today. 71-year-old Barry Port is from the Cape York town of Cowan, and he's worked for the Queensland Police Force for more than 30 years now. We'll hear more on Barry's story in just a moment, but first let's head to the Cape and catch up with our reporter Charlie McKillop, who's in Cowan for the combined celebrations of NAIDOC Week and the 150th anniversary of the Queensland Police Force. So, hi Charlie, where exactly is Cowan?
G'day Cameron. Well, Cowan is in the heart of Cape York Peninsula. If you go to Cairns in far north Queensland and then drive for about 7 hours north, you'll reach Cowan. That's if the roads are good, by the way.
Yeah.
Fortunately, I was able to fly into Cowan yesterday afternoon, and Cameron, as you come into the airstrip and look around the horizon and understand the inhospitable nature of this country, the ridges, the hills, the rivers, the creeks, and you can really start to appreciate why the role of the police trackers is held in such esteem by the Queensland Police Force now and in the past. And that's really what's being honoured here today through the eyes of Barry Port, who's the last remaining tracker, as you've mentioned. Today is his last day in uniform, a uniform he's worn proudly for some 36 years. But the history of the Cowan Police Station itself is just incredible. It's 32,000 square kilometres. Up until the 1960s, it was the most northernmost mainland station, and it was serviced entirely by horseback patrol. So it really is, we're talking last frontier country.
Yeah, so really isolated stuff. So why is it there? Who is there and how did it become established?
Well, Cowan is a township of around 300 people, and because of its proud history in Cape York, and because of, I guess it's held up as a community that where coexistence between the predominantly Indigenous community and the mainstream white community as a model of coexistence. And this is why I think the local police station has taken the initiative in NAIDOC Week, which is already a very special week in the hearts and minds of Indigenous people right across Australia. They've had a particular theme this year to recognise Indigenous people that have been involved in the defence of the country through the armed services.
Mm-hmm.
I guess the Queensland Police Service having such a big year itself, recognising 150 years of service in Queensland, have just kind of married the two together. And it's by the attendance here today and the sentiments that are being expressed from the highest ranks of the Queensland Police Force to the constables that have just turned up here to be a part of it, It clearly is a theme that's resonated.
Yeah, okay. And NAIDOC Week actually kicks off next week, but just getting on the front foot here for Barry's last day, I take it, and the, as you said, the 150th anniversary of the Queensland Police Force. Charlie, whenever we say someone is the first or last or only, we tend to get people write in and call in and say, no, you're not right about this. Are we confident that Barry Port is really the last remaining Aboriginal police tracker in Queensland?
Certainly in Queensland. I think if you head to the Northern Territory, there are Indigenous police liaison officers who have a kind of a dual role of liaison and tracking is still very much a part of that, the skills that they bring to the service. But in terms of, I have this on good authority from an historian who's written a biography on the role of trackers. He is adamant that, yes, in Queensland it definitely is. Barry is the last. And today is his last day, as I've said. And just moving around the community last night, they had a special little ceremony for him across the road at the local pub where they've named a bar after him. It's a pretty big honour in this neck of the woods, let me tell you. But, yeah, if you try to ask them, well, what is it about Barry Port, it's really, they don't point to any cases that he's cracked or particular issues that he's worked on. It's just the overall package. He's a legend around these parts, a true gentleman, and it was a privilege to be able to record some of that in an interview under a tree with him yesterday.
All right, we'll better hear some of that now. But Charlie, you enjoy your drink later tonight at the Barry Port Bar, hey?
At the Barry Port Bar at the illustrious Exchange Hotel. Thank you very much, Cameron.
All the best, Charlie. Thanks a lot. Charlie McKillop, who's our reporter in Cowan there. Well, as Charlie said, she was chatting under a tree with Barry Port. Here's a bit more of his story.
In the early days, I used to travel around, worked on a lot of cattle stations, and we used to drive a lot of cattle across to Moriba. There was no transport to Moriba. Cowan to Moriba and from around the cattle station. And yes, I was born here in Cowan, yep, up to bank of the Langkali River, way back in 1942.
And what's your country, Barry?
I'm a Lamalama tribe. That's where my parents come from, way down Port Stewart. That's down the east coast. It's all saltwater country. Well, Dad learned me how to track and find fuse when we used to work on a cattle station like that, look for cattle and horses and look for their track and which way they're heading to, and you have to find them and bring them back to the camp. Well, when you work on a cattle station, you have to learn a lot of these, how to track horses and find horses when they walk away off the camp. You have to find them and bring them back to the camp.
What about people? Are they hard to find?
Yeah, we had a few people got lost here in Cone and outside of Cone. And that was pretty hard to find. We just go and look for tracks until we find them. A couple of bodies we still never find. They're still missing. They put us probably on the wrong place.
How do you find a set of tracks in the middle of the bush?
Oh, they sort of turns up along a bit of a track. Then they follow that along. And you just follow the tracks along then until you come across them. Or if not, they follow the riverbed. They walk along the river, just only looking for this footprint, that's all.
When did you decide to start getting involved with police work?
Well, I used to help out a few little odds and ends when if they wanted the horses before I started working, if they wanted a horse. And I worked on a cattle station here in Cowan, and I round up a few head of horses for them and go with the police and go and look for them. Was get lost or something. That's how I ended up with him. That was a few years ago. I work with police for 36 years now, working with the police. Yeah, wherever they goes, I go with them. Yeah. They just had a job here, vacancy, and then way back in the 80s, I applied for it and I got it. That's how I end up working here till today.
How has this place changed since then, Barry? We're just looking at some of the old buildings on the police grounds here. What are they?
Well, these old buildings, the old Cracker's Hut, and long before my time, when I was a little fellow, they had horses, and they go out patrol on horses. Long before my time, they used to have three trackers here, but the old fellows all dead and gone now.
How do you feel knowing that you're the last one, the last police tracker to work for the Queensland Police Service?
I feel really good. I'm not I feel really good, yeah, working with them.
Are you worried that the skills will be lost from the service, though? The tracking skills, the bush skills that you had?
Well, I told them, I said, I won't be too far away. If they need any help, I'll be back here to help them out.
Wishing Barry all the very best in his retirement. 71-year-old Barry Port, who retires today. For the moment, Queensland's last remaining Aboriginal police tracker for one more day. Speaking there to Charlie McKillop.